USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Hurricane Ian now making landfall in South Carolina and expected to work its way up the coast. North Carolina's top official, Governor Roy Cooper, is imploring residents not to stay in their homes if ordered to evacuate.
I encourage people to heed the warnings of local officials and make sure you have a plan if you are in an area with a flood risk.
We have news from Buckingham Palace.
The cause of death for Queen Elizabeth II has been announced. The official cause announced by the National Records of Scotland was old age. Friday is the last day people can use the Bank of England's paper 20 and 50 pound notes with the Queen's image. Their value becomes kindling at midnight. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Texas's gubernatorial candidate Beto O'Rourke Friday standing with families from Uvalde who lost loved ones in the Robb Elementary School massacre in May and are demanding that Governor Greg Abbott be held accountable for what they're calling his inaction on gun control measures. They want to raise the minimum age to purchase weapons in the state. The event in Edinburgh, Texas, comes ahead of a debate this evening. Felix Rubio lost his daughter, Alexandria, Lexi Rubio, in that school shooting.
Hours after I was informed of my daughter's death, Abbott said, "It could have been worse." What did he mean? I don't want to know. This November, let's do what we can do and vote Abbott out.
And Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's staff this month quietly dropped a series of human trafficking and child sexual assault cases after losing track of one of the victims, a stumble in open court emblematic of broader dysfunction inside one of America's most prominent law offices. But as Paxton seeks to fend off legal troubles and win a third term as Texas's top law enforcement official, his agency has come unmoored by disarray behind the scenes. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
President Biden spoke in the White House Roosevelt Room about the federal response to Hurricane Ian, which devastated parts of Florida this week and made landfall in South Carolina Friday. The president commented on the severity of the storm. The National Hurricane Center said Ian made landfall in South Carolina with maximum sustained winds of 85 miles an hour.
We're just beginning to see the scale of that destruction. It's likely to rank among the worst of the nation's and the worst in the nation's history. You have all seen seen on television, homes and property wiped out. It's going to take months, years to rebuild.
Elsewhere, Ian made landfall near Georgetown, South Carolina, Friday afternoon with sustained winds of 85 miles per hour, battering the state with heavy rain and life-threatening storm surges after killing at least 42 people in Florida and leaving behind a trail of apocalyptic destruction. Ian, which grew stronger in the Atlantic, is unleashing lethal flooding and enough force to alter the coastal landscape, but it's expected to rapidly transition into a post-tropical system with a decrease in its strongest winds as it pushes inland. This is a dangerous storm that will bring high winds and a lot of water, South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster tweeted. Be smart, make good decisions, check on your loved ones, and stay safe. And The Daily Show host Trevor Noah has announced he'll step away from the anchor desk. In a video statement shared on Twitter Thursday, Noah said that after 7 years as host of the Comedy Central news program, his time is up. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Improve fuel mileage with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system can increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage. Get Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner starting at $9.99 and earn 10 times O Rewards points on your purchase. Get the most out of every gallon. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop O'ReillyAuto.com today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!